B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. Happy, happy Tuesday. Hope June 1st, make it a great month. It's going to be the summer of the Sixers. Game 5 tomorrow night. We'll get excited for our Game 5 and hold your, you know, I think Joe will be good. So we just pray to the sports gods everything works out, because if he plays, we win. It's going to be a great month. All right. I want to get to a book. All right. Because it's a very important book. Father's Day is around the corner. And it's the month of June. And it's the perfect gift for your dad. Or for you. Buy it for yourself. Because, look, we all go nuts, right? We're running around. We're doing a million things. And sometimes we lose the moment. And the moment's the present. And I know I'm guilty of it. I run 17 different directions, doing a million different things. But the concept of living in the moment and living life, the gift of life, and being in that moment for the people that love you, that you love, for your career, for the betterment of you. And I'll tell you, this book, I couldn't put it down. It's brilliant. And just so happened, it was written by the CEO, and you know, if you listen to the show, we reference Scott O'Neill all the time, of Wolf Blitzer, the Sixers, obviously, and you've heard Scott on the station many, many times, but he turned in an incredible book that he penned that you got to read, and he's on the line with us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. CEO of the Sixers. That's right, Scott O'Neill. Scott!
Cuz, how you been? It's been a minute.
Man, can I just tell you? Listen, let's do this. At the end, let's talk Sixers, okay?
Yeah.
I need to talk.
Yes, I can't wait.
I need to talk about this book. This book, I mean, it's really well done. Where your feet are, it's important. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, this is not the typical book from the CEO. This is a book about failure and fragility. I wrote the book after my best friend of 20 years took his own life. And it had me sit back in my seat and really take stock of who I was. I was spiraling into grief. And I found, as I reached out to my friends, that everybody has their turn in the barrel. Everybody struggles. Everybody falls. And that picture that we see on Instagram or Facebook, which I love, of your family and your kids.
Yeah.
And, oh, my kid scored the winning goal. And yeah, your daughter just got in. Yeah, all that fun stuff is amazing. But it doesn't really reflect life, because life is messy. And so part of this book is just saying that it's okay that it's messy. And you can get through it.
It's every bit a part of us and our journey that is life, as all the good times. We just don't want to put it on Instagram.
No, I know, but it has to be okay. We have to get vulnerable, especially now. We've been in our isolated cocoons, and we need those butterflies to get out. I mean, we need connection, we need people, and we need each other. And as I'm fond of saying at work, it starts in the mirror. It's like, you've got to make sure you do something for your mind, something for your body, and something for your soul every day. You need sleep. You need gratitude. You actually have to get at your phone right now and text your mother and tell her you love her and that you appreciate her and why. And not just your mom, but maybe it's a mentor or a coach or a teacher or a friend. And if somebody pops in your head, reach out to them. Like, we need more connection at this time in the world. And it's up to us. Like, we got each have to do our part.
You know what's interesting? I had a completely different expectation of what the book was going to be, knowing how successful you are and you know, your career, which is so fascinating and all. But when I read the book, I was like, it's so deep, it's so poignant, and it's helpful, not in a business sense, even though there's a byproduct there, but more or in a career sense. But as it's almost spiritual. I mean, I gotta tell you, I loved it. I know it was beautiful. The message.
I appreciate that. No, it makes me a lot. Like there are plenty of sports stories in there. I mean, we've got Howie Roseman in there, and, a friend who won a Wimbledon championship. All that. There are some really cool stories from friends of mine, Night Shyamalan. But the story is they're all about when they were struggling and down.
Yes.
And I will say, like, and look, people look at you like, hey, this incredible radio host, he's got the world, you know, he's got this great family, he's got the world in the palm of his hand, but I'm sure you've been through some tough times, and it has to be okay, you know? And so, yes, it's definitely different. There is a trust the process chapter for those scoring at home. and there is one called API, too, like assume positive intent. Like, give people the benefit of the doubt. Start with a clean slate. You ever have that friend or that neighbor that you just can't stand? And every time they call, you pick up the phone and you're already upset, or your boss calls and you turn into it. You know, you're already in a cold sweat and you're also already mad. Like, you're not assuming positive intent. Like, if you just do one thing and one thing only, other than text your mom and tell you love her, it's like today, just assume positive intent. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Clean their slate. Clear it. Like, engage people as they are, not as you think they are or as they were.
Wow. What made you go down this road?
You know, like I said, I was struggling with grief and started to write to heal. And as I was calling friends, they kept sharing stories. And I was like, man, oh, man, we need more vulnerability.
Uh-huh.
We need to understand that it's going to be okay, and that we need how badly we need each other. And I'm a lifelong learner, as you know. I'm a lifelong developer of people and talent. If you work for my organization, you know that I am committed to you personally and professionally. And I thought, man, to be honest with you, if I could touch one person and change one person's life, this would be worth it.
Scott O'Neill, CEO of the Sixers, and just a wonderful man with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. And you need to read this book, Be Where Your Feet Are. And how important is it for men to read this book? Because there is a pressure to live up to a way in being a man, right? And how important it is for men to understand that, you know, you can let go.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. Maybe this will answer your questions. I came home one day. It was during the hardcore process era. You know, we were in the throes of our 10-win season, and I did not do well. I mean, you know, I have a competitive problem, and I hate losing more than I like winning. So, I'd already been catcalled 50 times walking into the arena. I'd already told my wife and kids, don't go to the game anymore. It's getting too rough in there. And I came home and I was mad, you know, just mad and frustrated and angry and salty and stomping around the house. My wife's like, yo, what is the deal? My wife, Lisa, is she's a tough customer herself. And I said, did you see the game? She's like, yeah, I saw the game. She's like, did you hear we got booed off the court? She's like, yeah, no, I heard. I heard it was a tough game. She's like, but is this your plan? I said, what do you mean? She's like, well, how good's your team? I'm like, we're not very good. She's like, so what? You're going to come home like this 50 times a year? I go, well, honey, it's going to be more than 50. and she's like, no, this doesn't work for me. This doesn't work for the family. And I would tell you, like, it doesn't. And we come home and we're so amped up. And you know, you don't have to work for a basketball team to do that.
Right.
You know, any of us, we have stress and pressure in our jobs and pressure, financial pressure, relationship pressure,
yeah.
All this pressure. Yeah. And we've got to figure out. I talked to my friend and he said, hey, I have a worry tree outside my house. I come home, put my hand on the tree, and the worries go right into the tree. And I said, Bill, I don't have a tree like that in my house. And he said, well, you got to figure one out. And so my version of my tree is my ride home. I howl at the moon in my ride home. You know, I turn up the music, I scream, I yell. But when I hit that driveway, I drop my keys, turn off my phone, I walk in, and I have to be a dad and I have to be a husband. And that's for all of us, for the men out there, for the husbands and dads out there. That's what we have to be when we get home. And it's hard sometimes because we're exhausted. We just want to sit and watch a Phillies game, right? We just want to sit and watch an Office rerun.
Right.
But we've got really, we just don't have enough time. Time is what's our most precious resource.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. So, like, how are you going to spend that time with your kids, your wife? You know, in our house, it's chaos in the morning, man. It is like survive in advance. We call it the NCAA tournament, my wife and I. We're just trying to get the kids. I got three daughters. Get them out of the house without a full-blown meltdown. And then I'm at work. They got school. They've got, you know, cheerleading or basketball and boyfriends, which I don't want to talk about. And homework. And I got an hour. Like, if I get an hour a day with them, how do I want to spend an hour? How do you want to spend that hour? And we've got to make sure that we be where our feet are. And when we're with them, we're with them. I say, in our house, I say, phone down and head up. Like, we have to engage people at a different level, especially the people who are what I call WMI, what's most important. And that's our family. And so I think we can do a better job. I say, be better, do better. I certainly have a long way to go. I'm not a finished product by any means. Hence by the story I told you about my wife. So, but we can do this, like, together, and we should hold each other accountable.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I love that. I love the worry tree, the ride home. We all know that feeling when we walk in as to not take our pressures and take it out on the people we love the most. Because let's face it, that's the easiest thing to do. You look at the people that you're there to help protect and raise and feed and clothe and all the pressures that come with it. And, you know, you got to be able to be there with them. And you know, it's such a great message about phone down and head up, because I know, you know, again, that thing, you're constantly waiting, or is there something going to happen here or something there? And sometimes you're yeah-yeahing it, and that's never good when you yeah-yeah.
Right. No, and but you can use phone for good. Like I said, like, think about the last person that popped into your head. Did you do something with that? Like, that prompting, like, did you call the person? Did you text the person? Look on all these Zooms we're on. Like, you know the people that always have their Zooms off? Photos or the video off?
Yeah.
Or do you know when, like, somebody's voicemail box is full? Or you know you have someone hasn't texted you back in 2 weeks? Like, you know that person's struggling. Right? You know it. We just have to be more aware. And then we have to act.
Yeah.
So we have to bring more goodness into this world.
I love it. I love the concept of it, too, man. I love the fact that you wanted to do that. Are there any tricks to, you know, being in the now? I was just telling a story. I mean, before you came on, I was talking about Friday night. I go downstairs. I got the two boys. They're like, can we lay with your daddy? I'm like, yeah, of course, right? But it's like midnight, and I'm waking up. I have to do a show early in the morning on Saturday. The boys are laying on me. You know, they're monsters. And then I got a 100-pound dog laying on me, right? So the three of them are dead asleep. And, of course, I'm like a mummy. I can't even move, and I'm supremely uncomfortable, right? But I look at them, and I hear the rhythm of their breathing, right? And Massimo's, like, closest to me, so I can hear his breath, right? And I just focused on the breath and was looking at them, and it just kind of put me in a great place of thank God that I have this moment.
I love that. Love, love, love that. I will say for me, you know, Dave Schaller has a story in the book. Dave Schaller, of course, is our head of communications, a wonderful guy, a Philly guy. And he tells a story of growing up in a trailer park right outside of Atlantic City and having to go pick his father up from a shelter with his mom and driving up and being a young kid and being the oldest. So he had three little siblings in the car and being so mad and frustrated on the way there. He gets to the shelter and he sees this woman with a blue duffel bag and three kids about the age of him and his siblings. And for him, that moment defined perspective for him. Because I think that's the first step in being where your feet are is having perspective. And so for him, he sees this woman. He's going to pick up his dad. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to have to live in a trailer park. No, I don't want to have to go pick my dad up at the shelter every 6 months when things go south. But you know what? What an opportunity. Like, I'm not this woman. That's all she has in that blue duffel bag. She doesn't have a trailer. She doesn't have a car. Mm. She doesn't. She's not picking anybody up. She's going to live there.
Yeah.
And so the way he frames that story, I just absolutely love. But perspective, perspective, perspective. I think that's the most important thing. It's like, man, you were a mummy with your sons, but would you rather be anywhere else in the world?
Nowhere.
I mean,
nowhere.
I mean, your boy's laying on you. They want to be with you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is as good as it comes. I think also, like, the reflect, like, just having someone give you authentic feedback, like Lisa gave me during the process when I came home all grouchy. Like, is there someone in your life that can actually tell you the truth? They love you enough to tell you when you're off center.
Right.
And the third step, which I absolutely love, which you just said, is finding, and this is going to sound way too esoteric, it's like, people don't want to talk about soul. They don't want to talk about prayer. They don't want to talk about scriptures. Some of them don't even want to talk about meditation. But you've got to find some quiet. And if the quiet that you find is listening to your son's breathing, that's a wonderful way to do it. If it's sitting outside listening to the birds chirp, that's an incredible way to do it. If it's sitting in some pose that I don't understand and saying om or whatever it is and meditate, good for you. I can't do it. I can't sit still for 3 minutes. But we have to find some calm. We have to find some center. I mean, we had Pat Croce ring the bell the other night, who's a dear friend of mine. He's been a mentor of mine for a long time. And he's the guy who calls me when things are not going so well for us or me or the team. And boy, he has found, I mean, this is one of the most energetic, enthusiastic, high energy, wonderful stars I've ever met. And he's become a Zen master.
Like, yes. Yeah.
You know, so I when I look at him, I'm like, okay, you know, I need to get better at this. But I think we can all get better at it. I said, Pat can do it, I can do it. But I think those are the three steps I think we should be thinking about.
I love it. Everybody's got to get the book, Be Where Your Feet Are by Scott O'Neill. Where can people get it? Amazon? What else?
Sure. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I just hit a top 10 nonfiction book on Amazon. It's awesome. The first day of sale, so I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty cool. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, of course, Audible. But I would really encourage you to look into your local bookstore. You know, Harriet's is one that we're working with closely in the city of Philadelphia, because Main Street has taken a beating during COVID. And I love Wall Street. I love big companies like Amazon. They're wonderful, Barnes & Noble. But if you can find an indie bookstore to support, I'd be forever grateful.
Oh, I love it, without a doubt. And I think everybody needs to get it. It's the perfect gift for Father's Day, guys. So think about your dad, thinking about you. Get the book, Be Where Your Feet Are. All right, brother, I got to ask you before we leave.
I was there.
All right. I mean, are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good. I mean, Okay. Look, we're up 3-1. It's hard to knock a team out, sweep a team, as you know. We've all been around this game a really long time. We'll get the results back on Joe. He seems optimistic. Daryl seems optimistic. But you never know until the results come back from the MRI, which will be some point this afternoon. We got in really early this morning, so a little bit behind schedule. Yeah. And the Ben stuff is nonsense. To be honest with you, like, it's nonsense. It just makes me mad. I thought Doc said everything I wanted to say and then some. And that's one of the reasons Doc Rivers is Doc Rivers. And we're so blessed for a city to have a leader like that in our house. And, you know, look, I grew up watching Magic Johnson. I grew up as a huge fan of Jason Kidd. And there's an evolution to big guards, as you know. And I love the kid. I just like my children is like, I definitely spend more time focusing on their strengths and what they do well. This guy's a 2-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year. I think he's a clear defensive player of the year, at least in my eyes, a guy that can guard 5 positions. And as a hooper, I played hoop this morning to get some of my anxiety and frustration out from last night. And, man, I'd have killed to have a Ben Simmons. Just feed me. So I think, you know, your teammates tell you a lot about a player. And I don't think there's a guy in the NBA that wouldn't kill to play with Ben Simmons. He finds you at the right time, in the right spot, in the right pocket. So, and boy, defensively, he's a monster. I don't know. I don't get it, man. I know you're a Ben guy too, but I do. I love him personally. I root for him professionally. And he's the kind of teammate that is everything that Philadelphia represents. He's not padding stats. All he cares about is winning. Boy, man, that's something I want to celebrate. I mean, that's something I love. That's something I'm proud of.
Right?
That's something I can get behind. It's something I support. It's like, it's not about me. It's about team. Man, that's a guy that I think we should have his jersey. We should all wear his jersey.
I love it. You know how I feel. And then, man, I look at this team, the way it's built. I mean,
God, we're built for a playoff run. You know that. We're built around the big football. We are built and ready to run.
How about Maxie coming off the bench? See the kids.
How about Matisse? Response to Maxie when he just stands up to come in the
best.
Game. Yeah, Matisse. No. He looked good last night.
Matisse knocking down shots, man.
I know, but even when he doesn't block a shot, he alters every shot.
He's a hell of a defender,
man. I mean,
man.
Anybody who's ever played basketball in their life looks on that court, they'd be dribbling up the court thinking, like, anybody but Seibel.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anybody. Give me anybody else.
Oh boy, yeah.
That is a fun team.
This is a team
you can fall in love with.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many characters. There are so many guys. They love each other. I even love the pregame routine where they do that little football thing.
Yeah.
They're throwing touchdowns.
Yeah.
I love the youthful enthusiasm. I love the energy. I love this team. I do. And I think we're going to make a long, hard run.
The energy is awesome. And it's funny because you watch it from a year ago. You watch it from 2 years ago with Jimmy, right? And let's face it, there was, you know, I mean, Jimmy can poison a well or two. And then you have what last year, which just didn't work. The fit wasn't there. The energy wasn't there. And the big man's head was different. And then you see this year with the big man's head screwed on right, fatherhood. He wants to be great. He wants to dominate. And Tobias, who's, you know, a terrific supporting guy. And you look at the way this group is with Doc Rivers and Darrell Nelton. And I got to tell you, man, that's a great.
No, we're built. And we're I'm young. Excited. He's 26.
Yes.
He's 26 years old. Ben's 24. Like, let's not pretend this is like the end of a run. This is the beginning of a run.
Yes.
I mean, that's the exciting part.
He's
young. Tobias is young.
Man,
I tell you what, man, I totally agree with you. I love this team. I love watching them.
Yeah.
I love watching shoot around. I could watch anything with this team and the ball bounce, I watch them.
That's fantastic. My brother, I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on. The book again, Be Where Your Feet Are. Make sure you get it, all right? Be Where Your Feet Are by Scott O'Neill. It's the perfect Father's Day gift. Thanks. Congratulations, man. I know what it means to you. So it's a wonderful piece that you wrote. You did a great job, man. Proud of you.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, brother.
There he is, Scott O'Neill, CEO of the Sixers on the Comcast Business Hotline. We'll come back. We still got an hour to hang. Don't go anywhere. Cuz Radio with that man, Don Chudas, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.